That's not our platform. We're a platform of struggle, and we don't like the struggle, and we'd like to be relieved of it. We want to go to the other side of that struggle. That's what surrender is. Recognizing what our condition is. And it's not the condition that we not the condition that we wish to live with, but we live with it, and who knows how many lifetimes going into the past we've been living with it, and we wish to go further from whatever our position is, beginner, intermediate, advanced, whatever our position is. We wish to go beyond our present position. This is the theme, the subject matter. The main focus for today, this is preparation for a 64-round day tomorrow. Main focus is on songs by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the message of those songs by Bhaktivinoda Thakur entitled Sharanagati. The meaning of the word Sharanagati, Sharana, is very simple. It means surrender. And Agati means moving towards surrender. Just like we expressed yesterday evening, Krishna is the ashraya. Others may be givers of shelter, and Krishna is the ashraya, ashraya. And even some of those that give shelter to others, he's the shelter of all shelters. So, taking shelter is a verb. We take shelter of the Supreme Shelter. And then there's steps to take shelter. That's Sharanagati, Agati. The process of step by step deepening our surrender. We said yesterday that the living entities in the material world, we've turned our back to Krishna or turned our face away from Krishna. We've walked. There's an eternal relation between living entity and Krishna, and we walked. He didn't. We did. And at some point, some good fortune besides misery, some good fortune comes where one recognizes this was a big mistake. And I'd like to correct the mistake, but it's not so easy to correct the mistake because we're heavily conditioned. And recognizing that heavy conditioning is the first set of songs of the six sets of songs in Sharanagati. The humility section. So how is there going to be surrender without humility? And how is there going to be humility unless you're honest with yourself about your nature, your circumstance, the predicament that you can't fix, or I can't, none of us can alone fix. We require some help, some shelter, some safety, some protection, some strength beyond our strength. There's four sets of songs, song books, you could say, that Bhaktivinoda composed. It was by song. This is something that I learned from studying these books, the Sharanagati songs. I spent months, some years ago, making a presentation in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education on Sharanagati. And it's very deep and profound. these principles of, it was part of a method of teaching in villages, because in villages, commonly, people were not literate. They could speak, and in Bengali, certainly could sing. They loved to sing. So he taught them through song, because then they would hear the words, and they'd remember the words, and they'd understand the meaning of the words, and he would, it's very practical, very practical. And there's one or some elders, brahmanas, leaders in the community that were literate, and they then in turn could give teachings that accompanied the songs. Very practical. So these songs are expressions of the mood of devotion. Specifically, the Sharanagati songs were composed or 1893 or somewhere thereabouts. And they were perfectly relevant for the Bengali people of this time. And 124 or 123 years later, they're highly relevant, maybe one could argue even more so. Kali Yuga has progressed rapidly in that period of time and will continue to do so as time passes. Just the opposite, the further turning our attention away, Bahir Mukha Jeev, is the present circumstance where conventionally, just, you know, the social commentators have described the just having past generation as the me generation. Or, based upon a sociologist, that has done 25 years of study from San Diego State on this me generation thing. He uses the term narcissism, where in order to encourage people in their individuality, it's been a very strong whole decade, maybe a generational thing of encouraging people to express yourself and be who you are, and you can do it, and a whole wave of, you know, selfies and so many things that are just focusing the position of real happiness, looking for happiness where there's no happiness. And the statistics show this narcissistic mood has deleterious effects in all kinds of ways, in depression and so many things. Moving with today, the one can argue, this Sharanagati message is all the more relevant. And in one sense, there's more of a challenge because the tide is moving in just the opposite direction. And it's not just a matter of people that say a little light goes on and they realize they're not having fun yet. So the intention is to have fun, but it's something else, and it's, we all know from reaching out to others, while there may be some preliminary interest, a sustained interest over time is a whole other thing. And that's what Sharanagati is. It's in stages up to, fortunately for us, by the mercy of role models. One of them, of course, is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And giving us, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, as the avatar, Yuga avatar for the age, the holy name, and the means of taking shelter of the holy name, which is what we're here for today, is to go more deeply into that mood and that message. So we'll start out of all the songs in the Sharanagati text. This is the image of Mahaprabhu deity that was in Prabhupada's room in Mayapur. So let's start. So the way that we'll do this is, because of time, like we could, if we had more time, we could do it differently. But just, she'll sing the first verse and I'll just discuss a bit. And then we'll go to the next verse and then maybe at the end we'll just go through the whole song once through. Microphone?
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Swaparshada Sviya Dhamma Sahaya Vatari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Go Swaparshada Sriya Dhamma Sahaya Vatari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu descended from the eternal spiritual world along with his personal associates and divine abode, incarnating in this temporary material world out of compassion for the fallen souls.
So Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar. So he's come to bring the holy name, but with the holy name, the means of taking shelter of the holy name. Next.
Atyanta durlabha prema kori bare dan shikhaye sharanagati koro he utam atyanta durlabha prema in order to freely distribute the gift of ecstatic love of God, which is very difficult to obtain, he taught the path of Sharanagati, devotional surrender to the Supreme Lord. This Sharanagati is the very life of the true devotees.
Again, the mood and the mission. The mood is, play softly. Yeah, just play softly. Just softly, soft notes. Yeah. The mood and the mission is compassion. And with the compassion, wanting to give a gift. And to access that gift, which isn't so easy to access without the means of accessing it, he's also giving that means. That's this Sharanagati. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's glorification. He gave the gift and the means to access it.
Dhanyatma Nivedana Kupti Dvivaran Avasya Rakshibe Krishna Vishvasa Palan Dainyatma Nivedana Kote Devana Pavashana
ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಅನುಕೂಲ ಮಾತ್ರ ಕಾರ್ಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರತಿಕೂಲ ಭಾವ
The six ways of surrender through Sharanagati are Dainya, humility, Atma Nivedana, dedication of the self, Goptratve Varana, acceptance of the Lord as one's only maintainer, the consciousness of Avashya Rakshabe Krishna, Krishna will surely protect me, which is Vishwasha, faith in Krishna's Palana, protection. Bhakti anukula matra karyera svikar, execution of only those acts favorable to pure devotion, and bhakti pratikula bhava varjana angikara, renunciation of conduct adverse to pure devotion.
So the first two, Lord Chaitanya's appearing to give this gift, his teaching how to access the gift, the holy name, pure holy name. And now these six are taken from Padma Purana, and that's the basis of Sharanagati. What each of these different elements are, or parts, and all the parts when working together make the whole, the surrender process, and the different sections of Sharanagati cover different songs. After we're done with this, we'll enter into one of them. The first one, Dainya. Dainya, so humility is necessary for surrender. Who's going to surrender if there isn't humility? The material disease is the opposite of this quality of humility. So it's absolutely essential. And to achieve that, we'll hear one of my favorite songs in all of the Sharanagati is this Amona Durmati, recognizing our disqualifications all over the place. And then, dedication of oneself to Krishna's service, and with that, the sense that Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, and I accept everything that is favorable and reject everything unfavorable to achieving that position of surrender and devotion to Krishna. Next.
Saranga Saranagati Hoi
Nanda Kumar, the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by the sixfold practice of surrender.
Very similar to that commentary of Jiva Goswami that we spent some time yesterday. Krishna is such a person, when he hears the full syllable of his name, he becomes attracted. And he gives himself to that person. So this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. It's not just something that we do, like mechanical something we do and then we get a return. Rather, it's a relationship. And when Krishna sees each one of us, not Bhaktivinoda Thakur or somebody outside the room, today and this weekend, honing our desire, our hankering for deepening our surrender to Krishna, to Krishna's holy name, Krishna reciprocates. And he helps us come closer to him. Shri Nanda Kumar.
Rupa sanante trinakuri bhakati vinoda pore dhupa jadhori.
Bhakti Vinod prostrates himself at the feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan Goswami, places a straw between his teeth and clasps their lotus feet with his hands.
This same image of taking straw in the teeth, it's same as this trin nadapi suniche na. It's a phrase that Raghunath Das Goswami wrote in his writings, taking a straw in his teeth and praying birth after birth to become but a particle of dust at the feet of Rupa Goswami. Very beautiful and heartfelt message. Here's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, many generations after Rupa and Sanatan, appealing in the same way. How will this be possible, just as we did yesterday? How will it be possible for us? We're weak. We're weak. We are not capable of making this transition from conditioned life to transcendental life on our own effort. It's not meant to happen that way anyway. So our great acharyas, I mentioned this yesterday, so hearing it again is good. This is our Gaudiya process. We take shelter of such elevated persons, and they're there. They're willing to give their mercy. So here's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, many generations separated from Rupa and Sanatan, with straw in his teeth begging for their mercy to assist him in this Sharanagati process.
Kandiya, Kandiya, bole, ami to adam, shikhaye Sharanagati, koro.
Weeping and weeping, he tells them, I am certainly the lowest of men. Oh, please make me the worthiest by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati.
Okay. So there's different, obviously, different levels of Krishna consciousness, we can say, beginning, intermediate, and advanced, Prakrita, or Kanishta, Madhyama Uttama, at whatever level of progress one has made in this and collective lifetimes together in reaching the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the process of surrender is for us. The principles of that surrender taking or shelter taking is universal, even for the different levels that exist. And it's not an event. Once upon a time, I surrendered to Krishna, and it's an ongoing process. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not speaking of himself as one who has surrendered. He has surrendered. And it's not just that he's coming down and teaching us how those of us who are down should feel. He's feeling these feelings of the necessity, as we discussed yesterday, so again it's repeating a theme, but the mood of searching. Desire is for impersonalists and voidists, they say become desireless. We say that's not possible because desire is concomitant with the soul. It's natural for the soul. So rather redirect desire to this one thing. And even if there's other desires, redirect those desires to this one thing. And what's that one thing? Pleasing Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna. It's our nature. The other is disease. And disease doesn't bring happiness. Although we have attachment, not to the misery, but we have attachment to our hankerings, our desires, our disease. Surrender means letting go of those in favor of this one. That's what Sharanagati means. Going unto the place of surrender or shelter. Taking shelter requires letting go of the others and heightening the search, the quest, the eagerness. That's the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's the mood of the process of Sharanagati. There's obstacles. One big obstacle mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Vita Raga, Bhaya, Krodha. In order to get to the position of becoming more advanced, go more deeply in the mood of surrender, there is raga, bhaya, and krodha. Bhaya we spoke about yesterday evening. Fear. Fear. What if I, Arjuna expresses it in Bhagavad Gita, what if I let go of the material and strive to take shelter of the spiritual and don't make it? Then I'm neither here nor there. I'm nowhere. Like a riven cloud. I have no position in any sphere. Krishna addresses, of course, no. The progress that's made on the spiritual plane is permanent. It's never lost. And it saves one from that greatest fear, the fear of gliding down into the lower species of life again. So there's everything to be gained and nothing to be lost. But there's this intrinsic fear. We discussed it yesterday. Recognize it or not, it's there. What if Krishna, I'm this insignificant nobody. What does Krishna care about me? And Krishna's got so many other wonderful devotees to pay attention to. Why is he going to pay attention to little old me? I'm so crippled and infirm and have so many shortcomings and have so much hesitation, and I could go on reciting my disqualifications. Why would Krishna be at all interested? I take shelter of Krishna and I'm a nobody. There's fear. So we have to defend for ourselves and protect ourselves and maintain ourselves and try to be happy ourselves and keep the show going. So how do you take the me, the soul, and place the soul at the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? That leads into the songs, the six sets of songs. And it starts with this humility. Deeply, we need to understand what our circumstances. Kind of like the principle of a GPS. You have to locate where you are, and you have to locate your destination, and then you can say how to get from where you are to your destination. Pretty simple principle. And it's very natural. Just as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this process of devotion is perfectly natural. It's perfectly natural on many levels. Constitutionally, we're part and parcel of Krishna, and constitutionally the part serves the whole. It's perfectly natural for us to be in Krishna's shelter serving Him. So we're going from something that's unnatural to something natural. It's perfectly natural to do that, from the disease to the healthy state. Perfectly wise and natural to do that. But we're crippled. And so we need help. And that's part of the mood, is this humility, we need help, and being clear about the merciful nature of Krishna and the shelter giving capacity of Krishna. I'll just make this one other reference, we'll go to the next song. In there's a place that we visited during our South India yatra where near the sea, it wasn't right at the seashore, but near the sea, Vibhishan came with four ministers in order to take shelter of Lord Ramachandra. And he had tried. He was actually a Vaishnav. And to be a Vaishnav with Ravana as a brother, one can imagine how uncomfortable that is. He tried, and he tried, and he tried. Something similar to Vidura. He tried, and he tried to make sense to Ravana. And some of his words gave him pause, but then he just rejected his brother. I'll kill you. If you weren't my brother, you'd be dead. Get out. So he left. And he left in a mystical way. He just rose from the assembly along with four of his ministers and went to take shelter, Sharanagati, of Lord Ramachandra. And he was wise. He was a minister to Ravana, so he knew the art of ministry. He didn't just come in for a landing. He stayed and appealed to Sugriva and the others who saw him coming to carry the message to Ram, I'd like to take shelter of you. Please accept me. Now, of course, Ram is going to say yes, but, you know, others were not so certain. Maybe this, maybe that. Wisely, Ram consulted others before he spoke what he was going to do. He'd already decided. When he spoke, he said, I've already decided. I'm going to give him shelter. When one makes this statement, from this day forward, I will give shelter to that person and protect them. It sounds like a one-time event, but it's an ongoing event of shelter taking. So these four ministers, according to the Sri Vaishnava Acharyas, they indicate they represent the person who is taking shelter, two qualities they must have, And the two qualities that the person under whom he's taking shelter must have. It's interesting rendering, but it's very nice. One of them is ananya gatitvam, means I don't have any other shelter. To take shelter, you have to let go of the other shelters, the things that you think maybe give security to your life or happiness to your life or safety to your life. They don't. And one needs to recognize that and let go of them. And the second is this firm conviction. Krishna and Krishna alone, or the place of shelter and the place of shelter alone. Jiva Goswami makes the same remark, little philosophy or explanation, in his Bhakti Sandarbha section on Sharanagati. He discusses this topic. He says there's two ways, and they're the same of these two ways. One throws away other shelters, and he gives scriptural reference from the Bhagavatam. The other is the affirmation that Krishna, you are my only shelter. This is this mamata phrase that we saw yesterday. Just dedication unto Krishna. And from here, the same thing from Rupa Goswami in Nectar Devotion. Love is exclusive. Just dedication unto Krishna. And with dedication unto Krishna comes dedication to the things that are connected with Krishna, which happens to be everything. But we do it in a way that's favorable to Krishna, not otherwise. Because what's the goal is pleasing Krishna. That's the life of the residents of Vrindavan to an excellent degree. They don't know anything else. They're not being religious. They're not just taking that position because Krishna is displaying awesome opulences. They're doing just in a spontaneous way. They don't know anything else. There's a nice, in Padyavali by Rupa Goswami, there are different, Padyavali is a series of prayers or verses. Some are self-composed and many are composed by others. There's a young gopi offering a prayer saying, it's better if Krishna is not in front of me. Because when Krishna is in front of me, then I only see one Krishna. And when Krishna is not in front of me, everywhere I look, I see Krishna. Because of that intensification of searching for Krishna, Krishna appears and Krishna appears. On that stage of devotion. Pretty amazing. We're way down here on this stage of devotion. And wanting to come to the position where Krishna is our exclusive shelter. Wanting to come to that position where Krishna is our exclusive shelter. That's Sharanagati. Agati. Coming to the position of surrender. And by the mercy of great personalities, not by our own effort, will that be possible? And then the other two ministers represent the qualification of the person being surrendered unto. And one of them is saralata, means simplicity. And the simplicity of Ram was, doesn't matter. He said, if Ravana would come and take shelter, I'd give him shelter. As bad as he is and the horrible things. It's like Mahaprabhu with Jagai and Madhai. Because they took shelter, he gave them shelter. So I've already decided. He's already my devotee. And I will forever give him protection and shelter. So don't keep him waiting. It's offensive. Go apologize. Tell him to come at once. And that one has the capacity or strength to give shelter. In the case of Ram, in the case of Krishna, in the form of his holy name, no problem. And those that are representatives of Krishna, they're not Krishna. They don't have that potency of Krishna, except to the extent that Krishna gives them that potency. And then the means is there. And one last thing before we go to the humility or dainya section of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. Sometimes, I would say stronger, commonly people think when I become a devotee, I'm surrendered to Krishna, no, there's no problems. I should have no problems. Shouldn't get too severely cold, I shouldn't have financial problems, I shouldn't have a problem with a pain in my arm, or I shouldn't have any problem in any of my relationships, and I should be problem free. What, you know, that's Krishna's duty. I surrendered, I did my duty, and Krishna's is to take away all difficulties. That's a gross misunderstanding. Doesn't mean that. It means that as we pass through the circumstances of life that Krishna sends our way, each thing, each event, each circumstance has built within it the opportunity for us to take further and deeper and full shelter of Krishna. Just as an illustration of this, and we'll go on. Prabhupada spoke about this in his life. Many of you probably know. He spoke of one astrologer that said, by the configuration of stars in your chart, you should become one of the most wealthy people in the world. And Prabhupada's life was on such a trajectory. And something happened. Krishna's mercy. Lord Hari, with so many hands, took away everything. And he was left with nothing. Prabhupada described, I had to ask a friend for 500 rupees so I could continue with my life. Became a beggar. And one can imagine, knowing the trajectory that he was on, and there's some other purpose here. And because he's a pure devotee, he didn't whine and complain and do all those other things, become sad and depressed, and he took shelter of Krishna. And it was some time before the circumstance reversed. So that some time before circumstances reverse, that's in Krishna's hand. In our case, we can say, when reverses happen, it's to help us take full shelter of Krishna instead of the temporary. And Krishna knows, and Krishna's not obliged to make it abundant again, or pain less again, or whatever. Whatever. Krishna's our ever well wisher. Prabhupada accepted like that, then he expressed, now I have access to means that I hadn't even dreamed of when he was on this path of success. Because Krishna filled his hands with so many auspicious things that were used for only one purpose. Only one purpose. So similarly in our lives, surrender, taking shelter of Krishna, doesn't mean won't get cold in the winter. Or things like, you know, the world around us, our destiny will come our way. Our good fortune, ill fortune will come our way. And we'll understand how to handle that from the position of full shelter of Krishna. It's just another impetus of full shelter of Krishna. Thank you. Because what's our, the, back to the qualification, there's one shelter. Krishna's our the best physician. He knows the medicine that's best for us. We're not cavalier or frivolous or capricious, just do anything because we're in Krishna's care. We're very thoughtful about each thing that we do. That most important is the intention behind it's meant for pleasing Krishna. And then with intelligence, we try to act in such a manner that's exclusively pleasing to Krishna, especially following the example of our founder Acharya. That's the safe position. And then we do that, guided by qualified Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. Whatever happens is up to Krishna. Our position is the service department. And Krishna's position is the results department. And we live our life that way. In our relationship with Krishna. Continuing further and further and further and further and further and further in this Sharanagati. Even in these very advanced stages, wishing to come closer again and closer again and closer, further, further to exclusive shelter of Krishna, never feeling I reached it. It's the natural quality of humility of a Vaishnava. So now let us hear from the first set of the songs after this introductory song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in a series of songs, describes his own position. In essence, he describes literally what his life was like, born in a wealthy family, in an aristocratic family, with the best of education, and whatever necessities life required, and lived a good life, and had a large family, and had a respectable position in the world, but he has neglected the real purpose and mission of the human form of life. And here I am at the end of my life, drained of energy, of weakened health, and I've wasted my life. I'm at the end of the conveyor belt, and I don't know who I am and the purpose of life. How unfortunate. So let's go through this next song, Emona Dormati. Oh, before we do that, just a little exercise. 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. The curtain is closed, so you can picture in your mind Radha Shyama Sundar, or the deity in your home, or the deity at your local temple, or some form of Krishna, and something that you heard from this introductory song. Bring it to the heart level and offer some personal prayer to Krishna, appealing for him to give shelter in some of the ways, particularly some of the ways that we heard Bhaktivinoda Thakur speak. Emona Dormati.
Chinu Ami samsara bhitore koriyachinu ami. Tava nijajan kono mahajan, tava nijajan kono mahajane, pathaiya dile tumi. Pathaiya dile tumi, ona durmati samsara bhitore koriya chinu ami.
O Lord, with such a wicked mind as this, I have fallen into the material world, but you have sent one of your pure and elevated devotees to rescue me.
Mati can mean different things. In this case, dur mati means bad or wicked mind. So, our mind is wicked. We want happiness. The mind wants happiness. But the mind is wicked. It takes us into places that are anything but happiness. And we follow it, thinking, my mind is my best friend. He'll take me to the position of happiness. And Bhaktivinoda is going to give an inventory of his wicked mind.
Doya kori more patita dekhiya kohilo amare giya.
He saw me so fallen and wretched, took pity, and came to me saying, O humble soul, please listen to this good tiding, for it will gladden your heart.
In the earlier songs, which time doesn't permit us to go through the whole range of songs, there's this description of horrible, horrible bad thoughts towards others and delighting in seeing other people suffer, and no cruel deed have I not done, and berating himself in so many ways. What a great misfortune my life has been. Now, in the case of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's a pure devotee. Those things are gone. So how does a pure devotee see those things in his heart? Maybe he's just speaking for us and we should see ourselves that way, or maybe there's some little traces and you're just magnifying the little traces in some extreme way, or how are we to understand the expressions of humility of a great personality? Krishna Das Kaviraj saying, I'm lower than a worm and stool. That's pretty low. So maybe he just is euphemistic and he doesn't really mean it. But it's part of the qualification, or part of what fills the thoughts of humility of a great soul, is they feel those things. They feel those things, that they're there and they want to become free from those things, like Prahlad. I mean, so many. Prahlad praying to Lord Nrisimhadev, please use your nails and sharp claws and pinching teeth and take from my heart all remaining things. So this is this full dependence, Sharanagati, to receive relief. So now the bad news is going to be replaced with the good news. This messenger of Krishna from the spiritual world telling us how to come to the place of surrender.
Tomare tarite Shri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipe Avatar.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land of Navadvip in order to deliver you. He has safely conducted many miserable souls such as you across the sea of worldly existence.
Now the messenger that is sent is not saying, I will deliver you, because the deliverer is the personality of Godhead, one is carrying the good news. There is such a deliverer. And for us, of course, there's our teachers and our spiritual masters, and certainly, of course, our founder Acharya, and standing behind our founder Acharya's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the personality of Godhead, ultimately he's the deliverer. So the message carrier of the way of Sharanagati is to help us connect with that unlimited flow of compassion of the most munificent avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wants to give the love of the residents of Vrindavan to us, unqualified persons. That's the good news.
Vedera pratigya rakhi baratare rukmavana viprasuta. Mahaprabhu name nadiya matai. Sange bhaya vadhuta.
To fulfill the promise of the Vedas, the son of a Brahmana, of golden complexion and bearing the name of Mahaprabhu, has descended along with his brother, the Avadhuta. Together, they have overwhelmed all of Nadia with divine ecstasy.
Again, consider the chronology, the time gap between Bhaktivinod Thakur's life and the appearance of Mahaprabhu, and consider at that time of Bhaktivinod Thakur's life the repute, the reputation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers had gone way down because of the deviation. But that didn't intimidate or deter Bhaktivinod Thakur from appealing. He's the one that's the messenger bringing this news of Sharanagati, that this Mahaprabhu and his brother, Avadhuta brother, Lord Nityananda, there they are. They've come to deliver the holy name and deliver this process of surrender and take us out of this great misfortune of material existence through their messengers and their teachings of the holy name.
Nanda Suta Jini Chaitanya Gosai Nijanama Kuri Da Sahrila Jaga Tumi O Jaya Lohoni Japaditra
Sri Chaitanya Gosai, who is Krishna himself, the son of Nanda, has saved the world by freely distributing the gift of his own holy name. Go to him also and receive your deliverance.
Sharanagati, the appeal of going to the position of taking shelter of the one worthy of shelter. The appeal of the messenger sent by the Supreme Lord is that appeal.
Se katha shuniya asiya chinata tomar charana tale Bhagati Vinoda Kandiya Kandiya Apna Kahi Ni Bole
Hearing those words, O Lord, Bhakti Vinod has come weeping and weeping to the soles of your lotus feet and tells the story of his life.
Simultaneously, Bhakti Vinod was an incredible intellectual and simultaneously, like a great acharya, Bhakti Vinod is fully emoting from his heart, this having heard and received this message, as with the other song, Kandiya, Kandiya, weeping and weeping. His heart is moved by the kind mercy that's being offered, that feeling of gratitude and relief. Kandiya, Kandiya. He now wants to, in the other songs, describe the misfortune that he's been experiencing and now is being able to leave behind. Go ahead.
ଅତି ସଂସାର ଭିତରେ ପଡ଼ିଆଛି ନୁଆମି ଦୁର୍ମତି ସଂସାର ଭିତରେ ଓଡ଼ିଆଛି ନୁଆମି
This is, the topic is so nice, the songs of Bhakti Vinod Thakur are so nice that if we had, you know, a month, we could go through song by song. I had very little association with Mother Jamuna, but one time we had a japa retreat in Sharanagati, the farm community in Western Canada, where she lived. And one morning, for the morning program, we went to Jamuna's, no, it was evening, went to Jamuna's house, and at that matured women with, in, married and so forth. But she very kindly, every day, went through all the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and her own inimitable, flowing from her heart way of appreciating Bhaktivinoda Thakur's message was flooding the girls that were there in her care with Bhaktivinoda Thakur's message from such an exalted Vaishnavi as Mother Jamuna. So these songs are very rich with feeling and instruction for us. The just concluding remarks because of time. The danger of this material world is obvious to everyone. To make the place nice is the mission of a fool. Here's a little description given by Srila Prabhupada of that foolishness, the nature of the expectation for happiness that is met instead with misery. Yehi samsparsha cha bhoga dukha yonaya evite. Prabhupada speaking in Los Angeles about the Titanic. Everything was safe, but on the first voyage it was drowned. And all important men of your country, they lost their life. So danger there must be, because you are in a dangerous position. This material world itself is a dangerous position. So our business is that danger must be there. Now our business should be how to cross over the sea as soon as possible. As long as you're on the sea, you are on the dangerous position. However strong your ship may be, that is fact. So you should not be disturbed by the sea waves. Just try to cross over the sea. Go to the other side. That is your business. Similarly, so long as we are in this material world, there must be dangerous calamities because this is the place of calamity. So our business is, even within these calamities, dangers, how we develop our Krishna consciousness. And back to Krishna, that should be our business. We should not be disturbed by the so-called calamities. This is that earlier message that surrender doesn't mean the waves stop. We still have the ocean to cross over, and the ocean means there's going to be waves. That in this place there is duality, and sometimes resign ourselves to that. We take practical measures to address this and address that. We put a jacket on when it's cold. We make practical arrangements so that we can carry on with our service and stay focused on this one mission, cross the ocean of material existence, cross to the place of transcendence, to whatever degree our strength permits, to increase the capacity of our strength. It's the shelter taking of the right persons in the right way and hearing from the right sources in the right way. And then our strength increases. And then sometimes we find the challenges become greater. And that's okay, because the challenges greater earlier would have crushed us. So now the greater challenges and take shelter further and gives and whatever Krishna wants. Just stay fixed on the mission. Same as this Tate Nukampam Susamikshamano verse of, and that's quoted in Jiva Goswami's explanation of Sharanagati, that very verse, 10.14.8, where Brahma understands he's going to get a big reaction for his interrupting Krishna's pastimes. The calves and the cowherd boys disturbing Krishna's pastimes. He's going to get a big reaction. Now what to do about the big reaction? There's lots of things not to do, and the thing to do is continue to cross, accept them as they come. Whatever practical steps need to be taken, take them. But stay fixed on the mission, taking shelter of Krishna, being with Krishna, become attached to being with Krishna permanently, eternally. That's our exercise, this Sharanagati, taking shelter of the holy name. So we have a few minutes before the scheduled break and see if there's any discussion. Somebody like to carry the microphone? Over here? Vatsal? Raise your hand, Vatsal, so he knows what to do. Okay. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that by surrender to him, this whole material ocean of existence is reduced to the size of a hoofprint of a calf, the water in the hoofprint of a calf, which is like, you know, very small.
Small.
Like maybe size of a quarter or half a dollar or something like that. So how does that relate? Someone may say, well, how does that relate to the ocean? It's still going on, and we have to cross over that ocean, when that example seems to indicate that whole ocean is greatly reduced, so reduced that you can just top over it.
Good question. It has to do with the mind. If the mind holds on, senses meet the object of the senses and there's happiness as a result. When that expectation continues, the waves continue. When that expectation subsides because there's another happiness within that is the real happiness that we're searching for, and so that other happiness expectation subsides, because the misery is in the mind. Yes? Misery is in the mind. Like the whole Avanti Brahmana story that in Uddhava Gita, you know the chapter. Uddhava wants to know what's the cause of suffering, and to answer that, Krishna tells a whole long story, and the short, it's not in the circumstance. It's how we relate to the circumstance that brings the thought of misery and suffering, so that misery and suffering experience shrinks. We can easily step over, jump over, move over that, so the, you know, when it's biting cold. Anyway, or whatever it is, the other way around, very hot. Or whatever it is, whatever is the thing that, the wave doesn't subside. But, you know, whether the distress that that brings you because of this wave or that wave, what the wave of happiness and the wave of distress, it doesn't disturb you anymore. The happiness or the distress doesn't distract you from the attachment to Krishna. It's the disposition, orientation of the mind that has taken shelter of Krishna. That misery diminishes. Insignificant. Something. Insignificant. Anything else? This gentleman asked a question yesterday. I'm sure it's going to be another good one. Someone help him with a button.
Why we are keep on coming to this world, I think there are two reasons, whether it is correct or not, like, let me know, because I'm thinking like what you call the lack of the mistakes what we have done, that is why we are keep on coming to this world, or lack of devotional service. What is the correct answer for that?
Well,
Mistakes is also like what you call, it will be counted actually, what we have done.
Sure. Take the microphone, please. Okay. The tendencies of having made a certain set of choices continues. It's the reaction of previous choices is tendency to make the same choices continues again and again. Residual tendency continues again and again. Even it doesn't bring us the happiness that we thought it would bring us, the tendency comes back again and again. So that's the guna part. And then there's the karma part. There's a reaction, explicit reaction for good, bad, and mix. And those come by laws of nature. So, we continue because of those two forces. And, at the soul level, continuing this root cause of the whole problem, which is ignoring Krishna. You can say, in one word, is ignorance. What continues this is ignorance. But that root of that ignorance is ignoring Krishna. So we continue because we continue to ignore Krishna. So the solution is this Bahir Mukha Jeev message from yesterday and again this morning. Just turn our attention again to Krishna. Samukha. Take shelter, and that's Sharanagati. Take shelter of Krishna. There's a process. So one has to receive that process and the strength to carry out the process from those that have strength, those that know the way. That's the means out of the dilemma that we are in. But why the dilemma is there is ignorance. We continue to make a free will choice to ignore Krishna when we could make a free will choice otherwise. Take shelter of Krishna. And the initial reason for taking shelter of Krishna, Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita, there's four, and it's I want, or I want, or I want, or I want. And that has to be replaced with what does Krishna want? That's the standard of advancing on the path of Sharanagati. Because if it's one of the four, then we'll revert back to Krishna's out of the picture again. That's our conditioning, guna and karma. We have to go beyond that. Okay, it's 9:30. According to our schedule, we break. And we'll come back at 10:30. Is that what's in our schedule? Yes? And do you have the speakers lined up of who's going to explain? It's all set. You're going to do it now. Okay. So some of you in the audience were going to be approached to explain a song or two. So please consider and say yes. And then, Vatsal, in the afternoon schedule, there's some, in that bhajan section, it's an hour and a half. We don't need an hour and a half, so I'm requesting you. Did you already speak to him? This dyad process of, Okay. So, good. Okay. So that's part of the schedule when we come back after. Okay. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.